we have Tam Mito. Tam is now at Kansai Gakuin in Nishinomiya, between Kobe and Osaka, but of course has been a professor at many places, among them Monash University.
Thank you very much for having me, Japan Foundation. I hope I'd like to learn more than I can share my information. But I'm from Kansai Gakuin University. It's a comprehensive university with about 25,000 students, but we don't have any faculty of engineering, medicine, or pharmacy. As a result, our international ranking doesn't shine. It's a liberal arts university, but within top 10 maybe private universities or among more than 500 institutions. And it's one of the happiest universities according to student satisfaction, and the highest possible job placement rate, even in bad times. And last month, we are the most, or maybe the second most media-covered university in Japan. I can't tell you why, but anyway, for good reasons for us, but not for the first university. And we have more than 125 years old history, and it's a mission university. Our mission is Masai for Service, so all educational and research programs aim to serve the community at the local, national, or international levels. And international programs, a hands-on experiential active learning is a major tool for educating and training future leaders. And these numbers are the current numbers we have, like the number of international students, but of course we want to have more in the future. Right now we plan to send more than 2,500 students overseas and to receive 1,500 students by 2023, and the numbers here are the current numbers, and we are doing quite well. For Australian universities, they are small numbers, but I think for Japan, it's quite high. And our university has many international student mobility programs. In terms of receiving programs, we do, as a mission university, we always offer three scholarships to students nominated by UN High Commission for Refugees, and two scholarships every year for AIDS orphans from Uganda, and we also have several programs offered in English, including MBA, and some governments such as Saudi Arabia send fully scholarship students into our programs. We also have one-year program for exchange students, language and Japanese studies track. And also, I'm going to elaborate later, cross-culture college, jointly established by my university and Mount Allison, Queens, and University of Toronto, Canada. Programs are open for your students from Australia as well, if they want to. We also have some summer schools jointly with other universities, like US or other universities. And in terms of sending programs, we are the only university in Asia-Pacific area which has formal contract with the UN, and we send 5 months internship programs to the organizations. And some other universities can also send their students through our program. And also we have many contracts with NGOs and business organizations globally, and our students can spend 1 semester fully credited volunteer programs. We also have many internships and other programs, including in Australia. We have many other innovative programs. And from the viewpoint of the government and industry in Japan, global human resource development is very critical for their survival, especially in the era of unprecedented depopulation in Japan. Business needs to look at the market overseas and also find innovative solutions to our social problems. And also for KGU, because of our mission, Masai Full Service, it is very important, and we are the major recipient of big Japanese government grants. It's a private university, but possibly more than 15% of the budget comes from the taxpayers. For students, I think our students are not inward looking, as many say about students at other universities. They want to go overseas experience, But because of the language and the other barriers, they cannot participate. And we may be, or maybe the most Australia literate universities in terms of partnerships. And Red Cross, also through our agreement with the headquarters, is our partner here in Canberra. We always send one student for 6 months internship. And we also have English programs globally and in Australia, there are the ones right now. I just wanted to say we are also working on three or four more partnership agreements with Australian universities. So soon we may have about 15 out of 39 Australian universities as a partners. And we also have other programs like with Southern Cross University. It's a new program. We have one academic year program in which students can study English or regular courses. With UQ, we have double degree programs in international studies. UNSW is a good partner, and we have English and internship combined programs for one semester. Toward the end, students will participate in 6 week long internships. And also, we are launching a new program, English Through Sports. So in the afternoon, our students will visit many clubs and learn how sports facilities are managed, etc. And I mentioned about Red Cross program, and our students can go to any university in the world and bring credits. So they can visit any university in Australia, and we'll give them full credits according to our approval system. And we also disimburse half of their tuition fees paid to KGU. So all of you can be our partners. For Australian students, we do have, therefore, exchange programs for all partners. And we are launching intensive Japanese language and culture programs starting next February. And each student will be given a buddy called Nihongo Partner. And also, they can participate in a CCC, Cross-Cultural College Program. And you ask problems about mobility, and there are, I think, the factors. We found, according to the latest research, Japanese language proficiency is not a critical factor for the satisfaction or achievement of students. The more interaction they have with local students, the happier, according to a survey done. Not many Australian students are taking opportunity, and many think they have to study very hard, like in exam hells, or Japan is very expensive. Actually, it's much cheaper. There are the kind of ideas I had, but Kent asked me to introduce about a program with three Canadian partners, which I direct. And each university has a list of courses for students to take, but at the same time, they have to take one of the core courses, which is like global career seminar or internship. For instance, in internship in Canada or in Japan, one student from my university, one from Canada, have to live together, and they are sent to organizations such as Toyota Canada or Toyota Japan or Mazda, Panasonic, Fuji Xerox, etc. And they have to live together throughout the joint seminar or internship. So it's 24-hour, around-the-clock, cross-cultural study experience. And students from these courses are given a certificate of completion signed by the president or vice president of these universities. And it's been rated as a grade A program by the External Evaluation Committee of the Ministry of Education in 2013 and 2017. Okay, finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Cam. Cam just quickly skimmed over at the end that it received a grade A. That is very, very rare. There's only a handful of Japanese programs that have received that grade, so congratulations. We've got about 10 minutes. In the papers, it says that I'll do a summary, but I just thought because you've been hit with a barrage of presentations that perhaps we'll just take two or three questions for any of the presenters on any subject. And if there's not a wealth of hands on the, I'll ask the presenters to ask each other questions, or insert the one thing that they couldn't get in. Any questions? Yep.
Yes. I have a very quick question to Professor Mito, Mito-sensei. I'm from the University of Sydney. I always encounter the problems. We have a partnership with other universities in Japan, many universities in Japan, about 10, 11. And then the balance problem we do face, balance means Australian students love to go to Japan. And we send each year students, many students. But vice versa, Japanese students have chosen not to come. What is the main reason?
Well, I think you've got wrong partners. We are filling all the quotas, but not enough Australian students are coming to our university. That's why we are creating short-term programs so that your students can come based on exchange quota. So we're depleting all the exchange quota, that's why expanding more partnerships.
Our partnership university is high class, like Todai, Kyodai, and then Waseda Keio, that sort of levels.
But if it doesn't work, it's not good. Please send your student to us.
You'll also note that Mito-sensei is wearing his Waseda tie.
Yes.
Former professor of Waseda, as well as many.
I shouldn't be wearing it, but yes.
Yeah, Stephanie.
I'd be happy to send you the research paper I did on the reasons Japanese students choose their overseas locations. So I was at Yamaguchi Daigaku, and I went through all of the exchange students and asked them, okay, what are your priorities when choosing an overseas location? But just generally, barriers to Australia tend to be IELTS. The IELTS grade is extremely high, and it seems unfair when we're allowed to go there with no Japanese.
Oh, the language is
second is cost. Obviously, it's a lot expensive, and especially the fees for international students.
Thank you very much for explaining the real reasons.
Rowan Wood, University of Wollongong. Thank you. One of my questions was actually the IELTS question, actually, regarding inbound problems for us with inbound. The other problem we have is engineering and science students wishing to go on exchange and the problems of being able to identify suitable subjects, etc., in Japan. Of course, many of them have a reasonable level of Japanese, but not good enough to be able to do in-depth science and engineering. So I guess I'm looking for some hints about how we can...